in my view, and my view is no more special than anybody else's, but yesterday was the worst day of Trump's presidency. To the absolute delight of the American media, Donald Trump gave the impression that he was completely kowtowed by Vladimir Putin. The question was asked, who did he believe, his own intelligence services or Vladimir Putin, when it came to election meddling? This was part of the answer.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
What? Donald Trump doesn't see any reason why it would be Russia? Is that how he was responding to that question? But let me go somewhere now that nobody else seems to be touching upon, the question itself. Here's how it was phrased.
Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. Who do you believe?
Okay, up until this point, it was a perfectly legitimate question. But then came this.
Would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
That is a reporter. Sorry, don't know who he is. But he is challenging the President of the United States to confront the President of Russia. This wasn't a question. This was a, hey, let's you and him fight challenge. Now, maybe it's just me, but I think that this is wholly improper. Reporters seek answers. Reporters do not invite leaders of powerful countries to fight with one another. That doesn't in any way absolve Trump of his pitiful performance at that press conference yesterday. Solomon Brothers Studios in Naples. Looking forward to the Carathon. This is Neil Bortz.